Nigel, your thoughts on that win today?
Very hard-earned but deserved victory to get the two goals up, and should have been three in the first half. Great opening period from us. And then it was nice, we didn't sit back. We conceded the two goals. Maybe a little bit naivety that we were too far forward just into the second half, but we don't want to sit back. We wanted to go and try and get the third goal. And eventually we got it at a 2-2 situation, which we deserved.
Was it a frustration that you didn't kill them off earlier in that first half? You were well on top, and Matt Hill obviously hit the bar with a great effort from the edge of the box, but was there a frustration you weren't even more in front at half time?
Yeah, because we've said to the lads, when you are so much on top and you know the home team were under a bit of pressure, then you have to go and try and get as many goals as you can. If it's that third one, it would really have killed them off. I don't think it was for the lack of trying. We didn't sit back, but we were comfortable in the first half. But then it all changed at half-time, you know. They get a little bit of a rollicking maybe, and they come out, they have to, and have a go in a cup tie.
Was that what it was in the second half? Do you feel it was Colchester who sort of just came into it? It was hard to sort of compete with what they threw at you in the early stages of the second half?
Well, I don't think they had the better of it in the second half that much. I thought in terms of chances, we had far better. Just ask George again how many shots he had to save, and he can't remember any. The two goals have gone past him again. The second's an unbelievable strike from the edge of the box. And when you think about the situations and chances we had in their penalty area in the second half, we could have easily got 3, 4, 5 goals today.
Were you generally pleased then in the second half with that performance, despite the goals you conceded?
Yeah, because we want to try and get 5-10 minutes into the second half and keep it at 2-0. Mm. We didn't manage that, so then it gave them a huge lift, the crowd. Then they get the second one, so you're thinking with, half an hour to go, they were probably favourites. But no, we kept going and we missed created chances and kept going in the right way, which was nice. It was a good, solid away performance.
And that says a lot, doesn't it, about your side? 2-2, you could have easily caved in. You managed to come back and get that winner.
Yeah, we think there's a bit of character in there. There's still some more to come out. But I think the two centre-halves are immaculate today. And Neil Collins, Harry Maguire headed everything. His first goal was outstanding as well. And then Neil Collins, actually the same thing happened to him in the warm-up today. The golf ball appeared over his eyebrow, and we didn't think he was going to be able to start. And then he was coming off after half an hour, and we said, can you get through at half time? And we said, well, can you give it a go in the second half? So he did that, and he got through the whole game. Outstanding character from him.
You've thrown him to the wolves, haven't you?
Yeah, but you know, he's a tough old Scotsman. He said if it had been an Englishman, he might not have been the same.
Tell me about Chris Porter's match today, because he's certainly been in amongst it all, hasn't he, today? And he comes off to a standing ovation.
Yeah, and he deserved it. He's missed two unbelievably good chances. He's put the penalty away. He's got the second goal for us. It was a good all-round performance from him. He held the ball up. I think that was the biggest difference from last week with the strikers. I thought they both tried to hold the ball today, so it was good.
And is that why he was in the side this afternoon, to hold the ball up, to sort of bring Shaw Miller into play and others into play?
Yeah, it was. I think we had a great move just into the game where he held it up and just slipped one at Connor Cody, who ran past him, and we've got to get runners from midfield going past the front two as well at times. And that's why Connor was in the side today. And you know, we're not weakening the side, but we are trying to have a look at everybody as well. We've got Jose on for the last 20 minutes, which was great. We're still in very early stages of getting to know the squad and the players.
And with Chris Porter as well, with that miss just before the penalty, it's what strikers go through, isn't it? Those confidence things. I suppose if he was in full swing of things, he might have put that in the back of the net with ease.
Yeah, he would have got a hat-trick today, I think, if he'd have been playing regularly and in good form. But it's good character to put the penalty away when you have missed chances. It's difficult. And he wasn't first-choice penalty taker either. Shaw Miller was. So if he'd been still on the pitch, he might not have he wouldn't have taken it.
And you feel like you are finding out about your side now. You saw that defeat, obviously, last week at Shrewsbury. You've made four changes today. Was that then with the mindset of just finding out about a few different players and seeing how different things work with this side?
Yeah, well, AD White was enforced, but the other three, we just thought that was our best team today. It wasn't a case of really looking at people. It was that's the best team that we think to get us a result at Colchester. And then everybody's in with a shout again next week.
And obviously Jose Baxter came off as well. He'll be desperate for a start as well. And I suppose when you look at your bench, you know what kind of strength in depth you've got at the moment.
Yeah, we have. And little Flo's not got to a game yet. We had Jamie Murphy back on the bench today. You know, we've got AD White back next week. So it's good. Touch wood, no injuries, and a lot of competition for places, which is what we need.
and winning breeds confidence, doesn't it? And you've got, I think that's the first away win this season as well in all competitions. So it's important to sort of get that step, isn't it, along for you as well, that first away win and just more wins on the board.
That's it. That's two out of three now. We thought it was a pretty good performance at Shrewsbury last week, but for the wonder goal and the sending off, I think we'd have got something there. But when you get, you know, a few hundred fans or whatever we brought down coming down the trek, we had a long trek last night, so we feel for them. We made that point to the players before the game, you know. They've travelled down today in the numbers again. Let's go and put a performance on for them as much as anything. So good trip home for them.
It's nice not to have a replay as well, isn't it?
It is, but it's taken one at 2-2, I think, with half an hour to go. But it is nice not to have it, yeah. And we'll look forward to the draw tomorrow.
Brilliant. Cheers, Nigel.